Thursday, July 21st, 2005. And we will open a work session first on Senate Bill 5548A from the Department of Transportation. This is a fee bill. Representative Avakian.
Madam Chair, this bill authorizes fees for registration plates, the Oregon Innovative Partnerships Program, and the Road User Fee Task Force Pilot Program. The bill provides enabling legislation necessary to approve the new fees established by the department, allowing the fee changes to remain in effect permanently. Absent this bill, state law requires the fee increases adopted administratively would be rescinded on July 1st, 2005, or upon sine die. Your subcommittee recommends that Senate Bill 5548 be reported out due pass.
Representative Avakian recommends the bill be reported out due pass. Is there discussion on the motion? Is Representative Schaffler.
I will, as courtesy to the good chair, be voting, not objecting today, but in all likelihood I'll be voting no on the floor.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Further discussion on the bill? Representative?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I will be supporting the bill, but I have some real concerns, and I'm not up to speed on the vehicle miles traveled fee. That was passed by a previous session, and I've tried to read and become as intelligent as I can on it because I have a constituent that's really upset about it. But and I understand the background. I was recently received a report from the Department of Transportation on how that study is going, so I understand that we need to continue that. But and I'm not in that subcommittee, so I am concerned about the program, but we'll be supporting the bill, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much. Representative Boone.
More to add on to Representative Wisman, I'm going to be on that study, in that study, so I can keep you closely apprised.
Any further discussion? Is there any official objections that anyone wishes to lodge? Without objection, then the motion carries. Senate Bill 289 relating to women, infants, and children program, Representative Richardson.
Madam Chair, Senate Bill 289 appropriates $49,000 in general funds to the Department of Human Services to support the Women's, Infants, and Children's Farmers Market Program during the 05-07 biennium. The program is administered by DHS and provides vouchers to low-income women and children to be used at local farmers markets. The program operates June through October each year and provides $20 worth of coupons for fresh fruits and vegetables, which helps these participants have access to healthy foods. And I recommend Senate Bill 289 be reported out due pass.
Representative Richardson recommends that the bill be reported out due pass. Is there discussion on the motion? Is there objection to the motion? Without objection, the motion carries. Senate Bill 467 relating to the summer lunch program, Representative March.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Senate Bill 467 requires the Department of Education to reimburse school districts, government agencies, and community groups for lunches served during the summer as part of the food service program or National School Lunch Program. Reimbursement is set at 5 cents for every lunch provided under eligible programs. The 5 cents is in addition to the federal meal reimbursement for lunches served in summer programs. The bill appropriates $150,000 general fund to the department for grants to reimburse lunch providers. I recommend that Senate Bill 467 be reported out due pass.
Representative March recommends the bill be reported out due pass. Discussion on the motion. Objection to the motion? Without objection, the motion carries. Senate Bill 1088 relating to payment for prescription drugs for a person who is eligible for both Medicare and Medicaid prescription drug benefits. Representative Hanna.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Senate Bill 1088 directs the Department of Human Services to adopt rules to modify the Medicaid prescription drug benefit for persons who are eligible for both Medicare and Medicaid in response to provisions of the Medicare Modernization Act. The bill requires DHS to report to appropriate interim legislative committees with oversight of health care or human services programs on the adoption of the rules and the implementation of the Medicare Modernization Act for persons who are eligible for both Medicare and Medicaid. In addition, SB 1088 allows DHS to place claims against the estates of duly eligible persons for whom Medicaid Modernization Act clawback payment has been made. The measure is assumed in the DHS budget and is estimated to save $133.9 million general fund during the 05-07 biennium. The bill is also expected to generate about $1.8 million of estate recoveries that are used to offset general fund expenditures. The subcommittee recommends Senate Bill 1088 be reported out due pass.
Representative Hanna recommends the bill be reported out due pass. Discussion on the motion. Objection to the motion. Without objection, the motion carries. That is the end of our agenda. We will not be having a meeting of this committee tomorrow, but please take a look at the website to see if anything is scheduled for Monday. And with that, this meeting's adjourned.